This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Green River Killer pleaded guilty today in a Seattle courtroom to the murder of 48 women. Gary Leon Ridgway's admission ended the mystery surrounding a nearly two-decade-long string of murders that terrified the Pacific Northwest. Chief Prosecutor Jeffrey Baird read from Ridgway's plea agreement. Here are some excerpts.
It says here, I killed the 48 women listed in the state's second amended information. In most cases, when I murdered these women, I did not know their names. Most of the time, I killed them the first time I met them, and I do not have a good memory for their faces. I killed so many women, I have a hard time keeping them straight. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Your statement continues, I have discussed with my attorneys the common scheme or plan aggravating circumstance charged in all these murders. I agree that each of the murders I committed was part of a common scheme or plan. The plan was I wanted to kill as many women I thought were prostitutes as I possibly could. Is that true?
Yes.
Your statement continues, I picked prostitutes as my victims because I hate most prostitutes and I did not want to pay them for sex. I also picked prostitutes as victims because they were easy to pick up without being noticed. I knew they would not be reported missing right away and might never be reported missing. I picked prostitutes because I thought I could kill as many of them as I wanted without getting caught. Is that true?
Yes.
That is Gary Ridgway, also known as the Green River Killer, responding to Prosecutor Jeffrey Baird and pleading guilty in a Seattle courtroom today. NPR's Wendy Kaufman was in the courtroom. What was it like in there?
It had an odd scripted quality about it. Everything was very organized, orchestrated. Ridgway himself sat at the defense table, ramrod straight. He didn't flinch. He didn't show any emotion at all. And indeed, prosecutors said afterwards that during the last several months when Ridgway has been helping the prosecutors, giving them information, he never showed any remorse or any emotion. We didn't see any of that in the courtroom today.
We heard from one of those excerpts of his plea about his plan for killing prostitutes, his justification for doing so. Did he provide other details about that today?
Not really. In the documentation that was provided afterward, they go into detail about each victim. He was very meticulous. He sought out prostitutes deliberately, as we heard. He killed them in his home, usually in his bedroom. Sometimes he killed them in the back of his truck under a canopy. Sometimes he did it outside, and then he would dispose of the body in what he called clusters. So he would cluster his victims in certain places, and then he would drive by subsequently to look at them.
Are there any doubts at all about Ridgway's credibility here? That is, either that he in fact did kill all of the 48 women that he now admits to killing, or indeed that 48 is the total of the number of victims he claimed during all that time. Might he have killed still more?
He might have killed still more. There are some ongoing investigations, and prosecutors have said he remains a suspect. With respect to the 48, I don't think there's any doubt in the prosecutor's mind that he did them. He gave them detailed information. He showed them where remains were buried. I don't think there's any doubt at all about the 48. The question is, how many more did he do, if any, and when will those cases be resolved? And we don't know the answer to that.
Wendy, when Gary Leon Ridgway was doing all this over the years, what was the rest of his life like? What do we know about this man?
He worked at the same firm as a commercial truck painter on the graveyard shift for 30 years. He lived in a suburban neighborhood. He had a cat. He had a wife, at least for part of that time. You know, his over-the-fence neighbors described him as sort of an ordinary guy. And, you know, we've seen this before with serial killers. On one level, they look perfectly normal, and then they have this whole other life.
And how long ago did he come under suspicion?
And interestingly, he first came under suspicion very early on in the early 80s, you know, shortly after his killing spree began. And a couple of times the investigators actually had him, and they were asking him questions. He passed at least two lie detector tests, and he was let go. The only reason they eventually were able to nab him and charge him was that way back in the early 80s, he had done a saliva test, and the prosecutors held on to that saliva. Of course, the DNA testing back there wasn't very sophisticated, and 20 years later, sophisticated DNA analysis linked him to those crimes. But it's only because he'd been a suspect early on.
Because this had gone on for so long that forensic science actually caught up with him in the end.
Exactly.
Washington State is a death penalty state, no?
Yes.
And the prosecutors here are not seeking the death penalty for a man who has confessed to 48 murders. Why not?
It was a plea agreement, and it basically went like this. In April, Gary Ridgway and his lawyers went to the prosecutors and said, look, you only have the goods on 7 of these 48 murders. We will tell you where the other women are buried, where the other crimes occurred. You can solve all these unsolved mysteries. We will give you information to resolve this case, but in return, you have to agree to give Mr. Ridgway life. Initially, the prosecutor said absolutely not. He has said repeatedly he doesn't believe in bargaining with the death penalty. However, he said that at the same time he didn't want to bargain with the death penalty, he was concerned about justice and closure for the families. And in the end, he decided that resolving these unsolved cases, giving these families closure, giving them a chance to bury their victims' remains, was more important than seeking the death penalty. But he made it very clear that Mr. Ridgway, quote, does not deserve mercy, or he should not be allowed to live. The mercy is not, he said, directed at Ridgway, but at the families, so that they have the truth and closure.
A lot of the families were represented in the courtroom today. What was their reaction?
Well, we could hear some sobbing, especially when it was over. There were sobbing, there was sniffling. A lot of the victims' families were wearing buttons with pictures of their loved ones. I saw one woman carrying a bouquet of yellow roses. People were buried, you know, sort of huddled together. It was a very emotional scene for them. A lot of them have waited almost 20 years for some kind of closure in this case, and it finally came in a courtroom.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Wendy Kaufman describing today's guilty plea entered in a Seattle courtroom by Gary Leon Ridgway. He admits to being the Green River Killer, the man who killed 48 women.